healthy dinner is a perfect way to end a day full of life and energy. It can recharge your body for tomorrow and leave you nourished and ready for a good night's sleep. But it is hard to find the time sometimes, right? Particularly for weeknight meals. The key is to find your go-to meals so that making dinner on a weeknight is a breeze. By go-to meals, what I mean are ones that you can make without thinking and pull together really quickly with whatever you have on hand in your fridge. An easy way to start doing this is figure out one meal that you really enjoy. Try to understand how to make it, not just following the recipe, but understand how to make it. And then make that same thing so often that you can do it without a recipe. Then it becomes your new go-to, maybe even easier than ordering takeout. Start with one idea, make it your go-to, and then you can expand your repertoire from there until you have maybe 3 or 4 or 5 go-to meals. Another way to bring sanity back to weeknight dinners is to use some quick cooking tips. So here are some things that I do to make weeknight dinners super flavorful without spending forever in the kitchen. Some shortcuts are to boil water in a kettle. So if you're boiling pasta or if you're making brown rice or whatever it is, boil the water in advance in a kettle, because a kettle is designed to boil water as quickly as possible. Whereas if you put it in a pot and try to bring it to a boil, it takes longer. Simple trick that can save some time. And then you can use some foods that are already cooked and seasoned, like canned tomatoes, balsamic vinegar, or tamari soy sauce. The beauty of using those is that the time has already been spent making those flavorful. So you can take advantage of the time that someone else has put in and just use it super quick in your meal. You can also choose foods that are very quick cooking. So rolled oats cook super quick, and you can use them for dinner. There are lots of savory oat recipes out there. Quinoa, buckwheat, and millet are also really quick to cook compared to brown rice. Brown rice takes 45 minutes to cook, quinoa 20. Buckwheat about 15, millet probably about 20 as well. Split red lentils are a legume that are really easy and fast to cook. So if you compare that to cooking beans from dried or cooking dried lentils, much, much quicker. You can also use frozen peas, edamame beans, and lima beans for that protein content of your meal in a quick way. Raw foods are, of course, super quick. You just have to chop them up. You don't have to cook them. So try incorporating some raw foods into your meal to keep it quick. You can put fruit in a salad. You can chop up certain veggies and keep them raw, like red pepper and cherry tomatoes. Even if I'm making a cooked dinner, I'll often leave those raw because they're so tasty and crunchy and fresh when they're raw. Preparing ahead can save you time on a weeknight. So on Sunday, you could make a bean dip, a salad dressing, chop up some veggies, and maybe make a dinner that you can have as leftovers the next night. You can also batch cook. So you could do a whole batch of whole grains and a whole batch of beans, unless you're using canned, which is totally fine. But if you have a pressure cooker, it makes it super easy to batch cook a whole bunch of beans. You can also batch cook a soup or a stew, maybe some tomato sauce, maybe some veggie burgers. Do that on a Sunday, put it in the fridge or the freezer in individual containers, and you are set for the week. Or maybe you want to do a really huge batch of some kind of soup or stew, and then you can freeze it and have it for future weeks, so you don't get bored of it all in 1 week. Also, use tools. Don't feel like you have to do everything by hand. Food processor saves me an immense amount of time. I can throw stuff in there to make a veggie burger, just pulse it all together, and then form it into a patty, put it in the oven, good to go. You can also use your food processor to kind of chunkily chop vegetables. So if you're putting them into a dish, and it doesn't matter what kind of shape you're chopping them into, just pulse it a couple times. They'll chop up. It won't be perfect, but it works. Pressure cooker, which I already mentioned, is the most life-changing appliance that I've gotten in the last year. Saves so much time in cooking whole grains. So brown rice, instead of taking 45 minutes, takes 10. And I can actually cook beans myself. I used to cook beans from scratch on the stove, but then when I moved, where I live now, electricity is so expensive that it actually doesn't make sense to cook beans on the stove. So I was going back to buying canned. But once I got a pressure cooker, I could cook my beans again, and they taste so much better. They're so much softer, and they give me less gas when I cook them myself versus using canned. So, not that there's anything wrong with using canned beans, but if you do consider getting a pressure cooker, it might just change your life. Speaking of which, another tip for keeping things quick on weeknights is to use frozen or canned foods. I already mentioned frozen peas, edamame, and lima beans. You can also use frozen corn. I've seen frozen broccoli that's pretty much whole, frozen spinach. Those things, while fresh might be better, those are also flash frozen right when they're ripe. So if you live somewhere where it takes a long time for food to get to, sometimes frozen actually has more nutrients left in it because they were picked at the peak of ripeness and flash frozen. And they don't lose much when they're frozen. They are usually blanched, but that doesn't affect the nutrient levels a ton. And honestly, getting some vegetables into your diet is way more important than the difference between frozen versus fresh. The only exception is those little cubes of carrot. Those have pretty much lost all of their nutrition, so don't bother with those. But if you can find frozen vegetables that are pretty much whole, go for it. And I've mentioned canned beans a few times already. Totally go with that. Just rinse them before you use them because there's a lot of gas producing power in that liquid that comes with the beans. And also, they're usually cooked in salt. So if you can find a can that does not use salt in the cooking, going to be much less gas potential for you. And we'll get into that in a future chat about how to cook beans and how to make them less gassy. All right, last shortcut tip for you is if you are having a day where you're super slammed and all you can do is pick up some canned soup, just add some fresh vegetables to it. Sauté some onion, some zucchini, some red pepper, and then pour your soup on top to heat it up. Very quick, gets you the fresh stuff and gets you something flavorful and already cooked. Or you want to do a frozen burrito or a pizza, go for the dairy-free. Amy's makes both dairy-free burritos and pizzas, and then just have a salad with it. Easy peasy. If you need to buy veggie burgers, again, look for the dairy-free ones, the egg-free ones, and then top it with lettuce and tomato, fresh, with a whole grain bun. And maybe chop up some sweet potatoes and bake them in the oven with your veggie burger. Adding fresh to prepared, great way to keep your nutrient levels up while still, sometimes you just need to do it to stay sane and keep making something for yourself on weeknights. All right, so I hope some tips in there were helpful. I'm going to send you a recipe for a chickpea tomato soup that uses quite a few of these tips in it. And it's super easy to throw together on a weeknight. It is one of my go-to meals. So again, if you can find some meals that you make often enough that you could make them with your eyes closed and you could throw in whatever vegetables you have in your fridge, that I find is the key to building this as a habit. Making healthy meals for yourself needs to become a habit if you're going to stick with it. And you need to make it taste amazing if you're going to stick with it. So hopefully this gives you a nice satisfying and easy meal that you can start building into your repertoire.